Time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Today we're speaking with Dr. Greg McCarty, Chief Medical Officer for UNC Health Pardee. Dr. McCarty, great to have you back here again. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
So we're going to talk about respiratory illnesses.
Correct.
Is it me or is everybody sick right now?
It's not just you. Everybody's sick.
Okay.
It's not surprising. These viruses are cyclical. And they tend to be surging at the same time across the country.
Okay.
And again, okay. Sickle, not really surprising.
Okay. If you're not sick right now, you're about to be. That's kind of what I feel
Unfortunately,
like.
Unfortunately, that's probably true.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, we went through the years of COVID when everybody wore masks and everybody used hand sanitizer, and I was never sick. So I'm not used to this. But anyway. They're not spreading just in our community. They're spreading elsewhere. Why are they so prevalent right now? You said it's not surprising.
So it's not surprising because the viruses, especially the ones, the four that are have kind of spawned the name, the quaddemic, flu, COVID, RSV, and norovirus, are peak at this time of year.
Okay.
And, you know, the cold air can kind of help spread respiratory viruses like flu, RSV, and COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And norovirus is spread by hand-to-mouth contact off of contaminated surfaces. People are cooped up in close quarters in cold weather.
Yeah.
And it's school time. And
sure.
that's a great breeding ground for these viruses.
Let me ask you about RSV. What makes that different from the others? I've never really completely understood what RSV is, I think.
So RSV is just a virus that actually is a very common cause of the common cold.
Okay.
And it's been around for a long period of time. And the vast majority of people, it's a mild respiratory illness. It really is a problem for people at extremes of age, very young kids, older folks, people who are immunocompromised.
Okay.
I think you're probably hearing about it more because we're testing for it more frequently because it's usually bundled with the COVID and flu test now as it's marketed, whereas before it was a separate test. There's no treatment for it, and so it was used to really cohort patients if they were in the hospital, so you kept them away from people that were more susceptible to RSV.
Okay. This is going to be a bit of a two-parter here. I know we're talking about four different illnesses. Can you be somewhat generic about what the symptoms are for these viruses and what to do if we start to feel those symptoms?
Sure. So it's the typical cold symptoms, cough, runny nose, fever, body aches, also nausea and vomiting, diarrhea, especially with norovirus.
Okay.
You know, if you feel ill, one, you want to control your symptoms. You want to rest. You want to stay hydrated, especially with norovirus because it's a gastrointestinal virus.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, for flu and COVID, it's a good idea to get tested because there are actually treatments with some potential benefit, and some of those treatments are time sensitive. For flu, the antivirals for flu are effective with given in the first 48 hours, whereas for COVID, it's in the first 5 days.
One of the things I hear from a lot of people who get sick is they say, oh, it's this lingering cough. That's what I'm hearing from a lot of people. The same thing has happened to me over the last couple of years. Any thoughts on that? What to do about that? What causes that?
So the cause really is there's an inflammatory response, and so the illness may be gone, but you still have some of that lingering cough.
Okay.
And really, it's symptomatic therapy. If you look at big studies of populations, cough medicines don't work really well.
Right.
So to recommend one versus the other is kind of hard to do.
Right.
On the other hand, if it works for you, they're reasonable to take. Honey has been shown to help with cough, as good as any cough medicine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's good advice. Pardee recently, because of the illnesses that are happening and the uptick, has recently put restrictions in place. Can you talk to us a little bit about that, what those restrictions are, and what that means exactly?
Sure. We're limiting visitors to 18 years and older, 2 visitors per patient. And then we're encouraging people that, have symptoms of respiratory illness or other illness to avoid coming to the hospital in general.
Sure. A little common sense there.
A little common sense.
So we've talked a lot about this, and I'm sure there's plenty more to say and plenty more to talk. Is there anything you'd like to add to what
we've discussed? Well, you just said common sense, right? So the best way to kind of battle these illnesses is to not get them in the first place. And so a lot of that is just prevention. Vaccination, especially for flu, COVID, and now for RSV for susceptible individuals, is available and something you should discuss with your doctor and would be encouraged. Just stay, if you're sick, stay home. If you're around, if you know somebody that's sick, don't be around them unless you have to.
Right.
And, you know, I will just tell you, masking in general, I don't know, in the general population, is that a great thing? I think you could argue that one way or the other.
Sure.
However, if you're in close contact with somebody that's ill, I think that's advisable. That's certainly what I do when I take care of patients with respiratory illnesses in the emergency department.
Of course.
And, you know, again, symptom control and vaccination.
And wash those hands.
And wash the hands. I'm glad you said that because I forgot that. So that's the common sense part. So, you know, hand sanitizers work for respiratory illnesses. They're not so great for norovirus, but soap and water works really well. You wash your hands, soap and water, 20 seconds. You can sing happy birthday twice. That gets you your 20 seconds.
Right.
And you're done.
Wow. Dr. Greg McCarty, thank you so much, Chief Medical Officer for UNC Health Party. Thanks again for being here. Thanks for the great advice. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. If you feel like you may have any one of these illnesses or these symptoms that we've talked about, you can always visit Party Urgent Care to find a location near you. Visit partyhospital.org/urgentcare.